Stacey Kutchker.
And I'm Louise Wallace-Richman.
And this is Artscape.
In this show, art and design meet for a conversation.
I'm an artist.
And I'm a designer.
And we live in a very creative community.
So there'll be plenty to talk about.
Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Tracy.
It's been so long.
Hasn't it?
Since we've been together.
I know. We're busy, busy women.
Yes.
Yes.
And happy International Women's Day.
And same to you.
Thank you.
Do you have your pantsuit on?
What actually defines a pantsuit?
Well, I mean, it's a matching...
A matching, like, blazer and pants with a blouse underneath.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not just called the suit.
Yeah.
Anyway, the pantsuit we'll talk about later.
Yes,
we will. An interesting political phenomenon.
Yeah. So we've got a bit of a mixed bag today.
Yes.
Because we're very excited to be thinking about planning Canada 150 events.
Yes.
Because that's what women do.
We're party planners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In addition to other things.
Yeah. But we really want to be able to take the time to recognize some important things on the road to equality. Mm-hmm. That women have achieved and that we can do to support that initiative every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I think it's about collaboration and making room for enough chairs at the table.
Yep. Community, not competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been lots of great examples recently. Like two weeks ago, all by myself, basically dictating my presentation that I gave at Together Shoe Swap, all about collaboration.
That's right.
Day. Which was really great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Together Shoe Swap.
Yeah. And so when you get a room full of 150 collaborators, mm-hmm. wow, mm-hmm. Things happen, things are flying, mm-hmm. lots of conversations.
I really appreciated that they reported back on things that had happened as a result of previous gatherings.
Yeah.
Right?
So well, that's pretty much.
People always say, oh no, another meeting, another report, nothing's going to happen. But hello, things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, good things.
Yeah, it's been like 6-7 years that particular group has been functioning as a regional initiative, mm-hmm. regional planning initiative. And it's seen great successes because of the meetings and not just because there's incredible people involved that are actually, boots on the ground people, but because they're working together.
Together.
It's,
together.
Yeah, yes. Things are being accomplished faster because we're working together.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a very inspirational event.
And I think that's... I don't know. How do you feel about the women's strike?
Well, I'm not sure about it. I mean, I want to support it. It's just that I have work to do. I'm sorry. I feel like I get it. I totally get it. And I think if it was a global situation and we were and if we didn't have a leader like Justin Trudeau who really was dedicated to equality, I might have made some efforts to participate. But I do feel like we're moving in a good direction.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm being respected in my field. So I want to support the people who do feel suppressed and oppressed. And I want to do that. But I don't think that me not showing up for work today is going to accomplish that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Well, certainly as someone who's self-employed, I would just be punishing myself.
Right? Yeah. If you don't work, you don't get paid.
No.
So.
And sometimes you work and you still don't get paid. So... pardon me. I don't really know what to make of it.
Yeah.
But the idea of the general strike is very powerful. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the day brings.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I do feel like in Canada we're, I don't know, like maybe is it the feeling like we're spoiled and sitting in our,
And maybe we're being spoiled.
Yeah. But and so if we don't fight for our fellow women all over the world, then we're not, we're not collaborating.
Yes.
Like, is that the feeling? Because I kind of sense that I should do something. I'm just not really sure what would be something that would accomplish things.
Well, I think what we could do is a plan to create experiences that empower young women. I would find that would be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I guess that's, there's a whole bunch of things that I've seen online that things you can do to support the women's march in the States.
Yes.
Or the women's strike in the States. So one of the things is that we can do is support a woman-owned business today.
Yes.
Right? Like there's women who, like you, got to show up anyway.
Yeah.
So we can make a special effort
to support
them.
Many women-owned businesses.
Yeah.
Yes. Shoe Shop Pie Company.
Yeah.
Entwine Fiber Arts.
Yeah.
The list goes on.
Yeah. The Tea and Spice Shop.
Tea and Spice Shop.
Yeah.
Shoes and Such. Yeah. Crazy River.
Yeah.
We rule the downtown.
We do. Because we like to make community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, and we see opportunities and we think, okay, it's going to accomplish not just making me a living, right? It's going to actually add something to our mm-hmm. community, add mm-hmm. something to the downtown. I think women think about that first.
And you have to create value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah. We think about balance a lot, mm-hmm. not just profit. Mm-hmm. So that's a stereotype, oh, no, I suppose. And that, but still.
The whole triple bottom line movement, you know, mm-hmm. that's how women live.
Yeah. That's right.
People, profit, planet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's we just transfer all that to our professional lives.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think the role that the household management, what it teaches us about being in business, is very powerful.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, so like you don't run deficits.
No, no.
It's like
there are things that you have to do. There are things that you want to do.
Yeah,
right. And you somehow have to find that. Like, I don't want to do the dishes, but I have to do the dishes.
Yeah,
Or I have to. You know, organize it so that the dishes get done.
Or you have to delegate.
Delegate. Oh, no.
Then you have to have a good
done.
Team.
Yeah.
You have to amass a team. Mm. Yeah, I know. Well, it is. It's like, so.
But it is. Running a household leadership. Is running a business.
Yes.
So we're all CEOs.
Yeah.
Like, I am the chief executive officer of my life.
Yeah. But also, I kind of feel like if government ran the country the way that we run a household, we'd be a little bit healthier.
It'd probably be quite a bit different.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
It would be.
And it's true. Sometimes you have to go into debt to have a mortgage or fix a roof or buy mm-hmm. a car. Right. Mm-hmm. It's just about good debt versus bad debt.
Right.
And again, I think everything I needed to learn, I learned in my kitchen. I really.
Yeah. Well.
Right. What to throw out, what to keep, what to recycle, what to do with
what's
the leftovers.
Using up space. Yeah. What's useful. What's mm-hmm. a need versus what's a want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Especially these days, and we're so bombarded with messages.
I know, especially with electronics, right? Oh no, you need the upgrade because your
mm-hmm.
old one won't download the current
That's
plugin,
mm-hmm.
right? It's getting very ridiculous. Okay.
Built-in obsolescence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
accelerated built-in mm-hmm. obsolescence. That's what's worse. It's happening faster all the time.
Yeah. So
the other thing you could do is you could kick back and watch a movie tonight directed by a woman.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's a good one. There's been actually quite a few. The last few years. Mm-hmm. So, of course, not the majority, like something like 5% of all movies made are made by women. But still, if you support that by renting that particular movie, and then the other thing you can
read a book written by a woman.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Like all of those things, TV shows, movies, books, music, mm-hmm. listen to female performing artists. And and also support girl organizations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all of the ones that empower young girls and teach them that equality is normal.
Mm-hmm. Because I am a girl is a big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Girl Guides and mm-hmm. Girl Scouts mm-hmm. and things like that. Like there's ways to support them in our own community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And give them lots of great experiences and make them feel confident and able to take on the world mm-hmm. and do pretty much anything they want to do.
Right.
Make
them all Mary Tyler Moores.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss her.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A friend was telling me about when she passed away, they went on a little 70s TV show binge.
Aww.
And just watching YouTube bits and was looking at her show saying, this was a really good show.
It was revolutionary.
Yeah.
They attacked things that no one else talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Inequality, equal pay for work of equal value. So many things.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really in-depth, wasn't it? So many, many, many things, right?
Yeah.
Well, independence, a woman living on her own in the city, working as a producer in a newsroom. I mean,
I know.
That was pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
We were so fortunate to be part of that generation
that
could watch her as
but
we
yeah,
grew
we
up.
Just got to take our hat and throw it in the air. We are going to make it. Yes.
Aw,
I
just
do.
I
know.
My song into my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Great, great influence.
But even her work was her message too, right? Because in a way, it wasn't just a show about Mary.
Yeah.
It was Mary's show.
Right.
Right? Because she was doing the very things because she produced that show and she wrote that, you know, like.
Was she?
Yeah. But she wasn't just the star. She was, you know, she was very influential in.
Wow.
Yeah.
In
production and development. Oh, for sure.
Huh.
MTM with a little cat. Meow. Yeah. That's her.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Why would I not think of that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I guess back then you don't think about...
Pretty clever.
Yeah. You don't think about the women who... Like, I didn't know the background, right? Uh-huh. Like, you don't even know about what happens in the TV executive world. Who's got the purse strings? Who has actual control? And who says yes or no to something going ahead, right? When you're a teenager, you're like, oh, I have my favorite show's on. Click.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah.
So now...
It's the story behind the story.
Yeah. Which is so fascinating.
And so often women are the story behind the story.
Yes.
You know, like if you think of the great leaders of our time, did you watch The Crown?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's Winston awesome. Churchill's wife was a superhero rock star.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, that's often the case.
And her Madge. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I know.
And the mom and the grandma.
I know. So strong. Like you sit there and you know, you can sit back and envy people who are born into royal families. But after watching that series, there is no envy coming from me.
Oh,
like
my
that
goodness.
Was so insane, like so challenging. Mm-hmm. And what a strong woman. Holy cow.
Yeah. So she's more than, you know, purses and hats.
Yes.
A lot more.
Definitely.
It's the best thing I've watched in so long.
Yeah.
And it seriously will change the way I do my work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, just the way she ends conversations. Indeed.
You just, where's your pearls?
I know. Indeed. Very well, she says.
And I really...
Right? It's about using the right amount of words.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Economy of words.
Mm-hmm.
And to be like, I don't know, like she, it's like she struck this insane balance between following her gut and following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And what, like you, I don't know. There's just no gray space there, right? There was her, what was right, and there was what was proper. And she had to find the gray space.
Yes.
Or not, had to make the really hard decisions.
Yes.
And it's just incredible.
And
just,
even decisions about not having to decide.
Yeah.
Waiting it out, like when her, the Queen Mum said, no, Queen Mary, I think, the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Said doing nothing is the most difficult decision of all.
Yes.
And the most important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, mind blown.
I know. Yeah. And they're supposed to be, right, like, yeah, they're supposed to be the head of state.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they have to sit back and let the prime minister do their thing and not interfere. Mm-hmm. But they have to, so, I mean, it's just such a hard line.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the challenge is, and I've said this before, it's not a man-woman thing, but busy, successful people don't have a lot of time to say, I'm so successful. I'm so awesome at what I do, right?
Yeah.
Like I watched that abstract. I binge watched Abstract the other day in the Paula Scher, the graphic designer.
Yeah, yeah.
Who designed the cover of Boston, the album cover.
Wow.
Like almost every single major American cultural pop icon she's had her fingers on.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of her before. And I thought, how could this be? I've been working in design for 20 years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with me? And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. She's just busy working.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Doing the thing.
Yeah.
And that's where, I mean, yeah.
So for all of you out there just doing your thing, you know, it's not about...
Well, that's what women are good
and
at.
Reward and
women
and
do accomplishment. The behind the scenes.
No,
and they don't go out and blow their own horn, and they don't announce. Look at how successful you're.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, and we just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So thank you for just doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, we're just doing it.
I know, right?
And if you get it, if you just need a tiny bit of inspiration, watch past speeches from women's marches from International Women's Day. Watch a few incredible words. Boy, that fires you up.
Yes, it does.
Today on Artscape, we're talking about how women collaborate to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that was a blending. See,
the art
did you see that?
Yes.
Because we were...
It's true. I mean, think about your own family, like your mom and your aunties and your nana. And I think about my mom and her sisters and my grandma. And, and you know, the stuff you can do at a kitchen table is really quite remarkable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of big events have been planned at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of very strategic decisions are made at the kitchen table. So I'm a big fan of the working at the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we should turn the studio into a kitchen.
We should.
There we have could be a table. A
fridge.
Fridge.
A little bit of a
espresso,
counter space to make a sandwich.
Espresso machine.
Definitely an espresso machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're on it.
We could prepare food while we...
Oh, that'd
be... Because we're good multitaskers. Well,
we could have like 4-hour shows then. Because
that's right.
We just keep going and going. We make bread.
Oh, we could do some laundry at the same time.
Could just make a cake.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the multitasking piece is very important, right?
Well, you know, and it's all interesting about, like, women are better at multitasking, mm-hmm. and that's been proven scientifically, which is interesting. Somebody spent all that time proving that. But what's interesting is how multitasking is not supposed to be actually where the value is, because you can't give everything, you know, no, 100% of your attention.
Right.
And so you don't do any of those things super well. That's the concept of what the problem is with
multitasking. Well, I mean, I'm not building a spaceship. Like, if you're building a spaceship, stay focused. If you're doing laundry, you know, whatever.
I know, right?
It's okay.
But the thing is that's how they've been able to prove that women are better at multitasking, because they actually can focus on more than one thing at a time and still maintain the integrity of the action, right? They don't get easily distracted. They do it more calmly, like without panic, and you know, sort of more clear-headed. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, dilemma to have, that we can do it well. We're not supposed to do it, but when we do it well.
Right. And for me, Women's Day is not about women are awesome, men not so much. That's not at all what we're saying. It's really about equality and equity and equal pay for work of equal value. You know, there are a lot of things we're going to need to undo, right? And not just in equality and equity, but in a whole bunch of other fields, reconciliation, environment, business models, and that will, you know, our work will never be done.
Yeah.
It won't be like, oh, okay, we're equal now, next.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
Right? So.
No, because equality, you're right, has to be across the board. It's not just about male, female,
gender. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Vulnerable populations, minority populations, people with ability challenges, you know, or special abilities. So there's so much work to do.
Yes.
So, but is. So to stop for a day and say, hey, good job. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Let's get on to our planning.
Yes. Yes. So
it's what we do.
Speaking of, so I want to talk about Canada 150, and some weeks ago, Tracy Hughes, who's the editor at the Sound Arm Observer, also a woman.
Yes.
Awesome. Way to go, Tracy. Wrote an editorial about whether or not we should have fireworks.
Yeah.
Right? And so this created a bit of a stir, as editorials are, you know, let's face it, intended to do. So Tracy and I spoke on the phone, and I said, well, what do you think? Should we have fireworks? Shouldn't we have fireworks? So then I said, why don't we have some fun with this and work as together as a community to figure out what the best way to handle our Canada 150 red and white picnic at the beach on the evening of July 1st is. So I've heard from many of you. Some are, yay, fireworks. Some are, no fireworks. Some are, have a strawberry social, which I thought was a great idea.
Yeah.
Right? Because there has to be cake. Hello.
Yeah. And strawberries and whipped cream are red and white.
Yes. And we used to do those here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some have said, you know, I mean, I wanted a light show, but it's beyond our budget. And that's okay. We'll work towards it. But do we want music? Do we want a local band? Do we want a big fancy band from away? What do we want? Mm-hmm. Right. So I've been thinking a lot about what does that day look like? And it's a one-time thing. It's not something we're going to be doing year in, year out. I don't think we should duplicate what Sicamoose and Blind Bay are doing, right? So over the last few weeks and months, I've been trying to come up with a framework where that it would be inclusive and participatory and meaningful and fun, right? So,
yeah,
I'd like to know what you think.
Okay, well.
And anybody who wants, you can tweet us.
Yes.
I mean, I'm at LW Mediability.
Yeah. And I'm at SAAG Curator. So you could tweet us with ideas.
Because or message
what I'm
us
finding
on Facebook.
Is that the collaboration model works best with lots of crazy little tiny pieces coming together and then people sitting down and actually dissecting and thinking about, you know, how those things play out, right? Because lots of people can bring ideas to the table, but there needs to be thought in terms of how, okay, how does that integrate into the concept of what we're trying to
accomplish? Yeah, what's the exchange of value? Right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, I want to talk about how people feel the next day.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm thinking too. Like when you say inclusiveness, I'm thinking, okay, well then what does that mean? You just mean that everybody that shows up gets to play a part of some kind? Or do you mean you just want a full representation of our community or a full representation of our country? Right? Like we're trying to think of ways that people feel like this is their event. Mm-hmm. But some people don't want to stand up and sing. Some people don't want to, right? Like, so we have to think about
because
how...
they're, you know, we always talk about this. I mean, we can talk some more about collaboration when we talk about the cultural master plan process and the open house and, yeah, and trying to gauge people's levels of cultural participation. And so some people don't, they just want to observe.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And it's so the participatory, that has to be, yeah.
Or sorry, the
ambient.
The ambient, yeah, arts, mm-hmm, participation. Mm-hmm. So that's when it basically just happens around you and, yeah, you haven't paid money to go see it. You haven't made a special effort to do anything, to walk into a place
just
or anything.
Trip over it. Hey, look, there's basically, some art. Yeah.
So like the elevator music is,
yes,
is a great example. You step in
it's
elevator,
not even that good.
Well,
music.
It's just happening, right?
I wonder what that job is like to take people's music and
jazz it up like that, or unjazz it, whatever you're calling it. So
it could be fun.
Yeah. So there's, I would say though that most people are not like that. I would say that most people are at least the next level, which is participatory. They actually make the effort to go to things.
Yeah, go to a dance recital, go to a gallery opening, go to a movie, go to a live band in town.
Yeah.
You know,
buy music.
Yeah, that's
listen
participatory.
To music.
Yeah.
Take dance lessons or go to a dance or just dance in your own living room when nobody's around. Mm-hmm. You know, that's still participatory.
Have you been watching? I do that.
Yeah, your webcam. Did you know?
Did you know?
If your computer laptop is open, your webcam can be activated and used by.
Well, all you're going to see is really bad dancing.
Just never know.
You never know.
What if you're like up to no good?
I know.
Right?
No, I'm just practicing for Dancing with the Stars, which is another collaborative.
That's
cultural.
So exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off track. But these conversations are important and weaving in, you know, what does July 2nd look like? So I want people to go and say, I saw something I'd never seen before. Mm. I possibly saw something I'll never see again.
Aw.
Right?
Yeah.
And I left feeling better about being Canadian.
Yeah.
Right? Or living here.
Right. So
that's a pretty broad.
Yeah.
Right?
So we have to work backwards from that. Mm-hmm. Right?
And so I want young people to feel it. Mm-hmm. And I want older people to feel it. Right? So that's what I mean by inclusive in terms of it's not like, okay, we're not having a rave with a DJ that seniors would not appreciate.
Yeah.
But we're not having a band that maybe young people would think is not so exciting, right?
Yeah.
So how do you make all that?
I know.
Throw it in a bowl and mix
diversity.
It up.
Diversity.
Right?
Right.
So I guess I have to say I took on Canada 150 because I loved 1967, my memories of 1967, which I've probably embellished over the years, right? It was very little, but I remember the feeling. Mm. And so I want people to have that feeling.
So what do you think people in Montreal in 1966 were trying to think?
Well, they went to Expo 67 and they saw...
No, I mean like when the planners, like the people who actually planned.
Yeah, I think they were trying to build the city of the future. But in fact, they have said that they were trying to make Montreal this... the futuristic
because
city.
That's the memory, right? Like if you're saying that your memories of 1967, that was the peak of all of that, mm-hmm, right? The peak of Canada being on the cusp, mm-hmm, of all the innovative technology and, mm-hmm, all that kind of stuff. So
design, architecture.
So now you have to think, like really dissect that down and say, what were the meaningful experiences, mm-hmm, that people had that gave them that feeling?
Mm-hmm. And I think it was the, oh, look, there's Spain and there's this country and there's that, you know, like it was all that.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. Anyway, my current thought is I want to think about what most families, you know, to me, in a dream world, every family would get to do a trip across Canada during Canada 150. Mm. Right? Is that not everybody's
I know.
Dream?
Road trip.
Yeah. Road trip.
That would be great.
The epic adventure.
But who wants to sit in the car for 14 hours
14
at
hours,
a time?
Yeah. And so I thought, well, maybe we could make that the base of our story.
Yeah.
Like we'll have a fictional trip across Canada.
that would be so perfect. You could actually have the representations from the different coasts.
Yes.
At either end.
Either end, because we don't have a wide beach, but we have a long beach.
Yes.
Right? And yeah. So Canada's long too.
Yeah.
It's a bit wider than Canoe Beach. But, you know, like what if we, and then if we remember that a lot of people have come to Salmon Arm from other places, like entire villages from Saskatchewan live here.
Yeah.
Right? Your family has roots in Saskatchewan, don't they?
Yeah.
So many people have roots in Alberta.
Yeah.
Some of us have roots in Ontario and Quebec, you know, less so the East Coast, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. So I can see this.
Could you see it?
Because I'm very visual. So yeah. I'm imagining that there would actually be
go
color.
Go pretend you're looking above the beach, right? Yeah. How could we make it? Here's your fictional cross Canada trip.
So can we have some kind of
all of us,
road,
everybody in like the minivan,
a road
we're going
trip.
On a trip. Yeah.
A road trip, like a road.
Yeah.
Right? That actually connects all of these spaces that represent different provinces and territories.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. Will there be food?
Well, you know, there is a lovely concession.
So people are supposed to just bring their own picnic,
yeah,
right?
The plan is to bring a picnic because, I mean, okay. I think it would overwhelm the concession to have like 5,000 orders of
poutine.
Yeah.
So
they don't make concessions.
You
big
could
enough
potentially
for that.
Bring your picnic and have a picnic in PEI.
Sure, if you always wanted to go to PEI.
Aw. And it would be like a little provincial flag and maybe some things about PEI and then maybe some music.
Maybe some music.
That would be really pleasant.
And maybe if not food, then I don't know, recipes or.
Yeah. Well, just even little tidbits of information and it's just color coded.
Sure. So that, and then if you grew up in PEI and someone else grew up in PEI, you meet in PEI for dinner.
Yes. Oh, that'd be so fun.
It could be the Pan-Canadian dinner party.
Yeah. And then Quebec. I hope that there would be some lovely French-speaking people that'll all meet in Quebec.
Yes.
And then they can share language because, you know, there's not many opportunities in Salmon Arm to speak your
not as many as we would like.
Yeah. But, so maybe a bunch of French speakers can show up in Quebec and share their picnic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Somebody will have
the parlez-vous, as my husband would call them. Are you a parlez-vous?
That's a real word, isn't it? And then in Alberta, there'd be country music.
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay, this could be so totally fun.
Or some sort of stampede theme.
Maybe we could get artificial snow for the territories, you know, like Nunavut.
Or, you know, I'm thinking, so then I started looking up Canadian landmarks. And of course, you're going to see things like Peggy's Cove and Hopewell Rocks. And Hopewell Rocks, New Brunswick and Chateau Frontenac in Quebec City and the CN Tower, right?
Yeah.
The Forks in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Like, we could have a lot of fun with this.
There could be sand sculptures of the landmarks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We could have.
Wow.
That'd be so fun. My gosh.
1 minute.
Okay.
We have 1 minute till the break and she comes up with the best idea of the year. Okay, 1 minute.
Okay,
well, everybody think about sand sculptures. That's such a great idea. How could we get that?
I don't know, but we need sand. We need actual sand to be brought there, though, because Canoe Beach sand isn't quite sculptural material.
And, you know, sometimes July, there's not much to the beach at all.
That's true,
But,
okay, we'll figure that part out.
Okay.
All right. Today on Artscape, we're talking about women, collaboration, and Canada 150.
There you go.
We're doing it.
And picnics and sand.
Yeah, so we're having the live planning session for our Canoe Beach family picnic for Canada Day in 2017.
And if you've never come to a meeting at the gallery, this really is how it works.
Kind of, yeah.
Which is kind of brainstorm. And,
yeah.
And then someone says, I know, sand. Or some of the best ideas in this town come from the most random places. Like, you know the sculpture at the Credit Union.
Yeah.
Right? And Warren worked on that and we had the apples figured out. We had all the story of the apples and the founders and the board members and the first members. And it was 7 board members and 14 first accounts. Mm-hmm. And Warren was trying to figure out how could he recognize the 14 accounts. And then for some reason, Dolores walked by or walked through and all she said was tractor seats.
And there they are.
And there they are. And they're perfect because they're like leaves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they also, there are 2 of them for every sculpture.
Yeah.
And they're green and they're relevant to the story because, you know, if you own an orchard, you have a tractor.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
and a tractor seat, and they're weatherproof, waterproof. I mean, it was brilliant. It was just about, it's just about putting ideas out there.
Yeah.
And then the universe will bubble up and say, oh, hey, how about this? So
yeah.
That's what I don't want. I want to create something that is genuine and authentic.
Yes.
I don't want to just force something together to say, okay, well, did that, done, you know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Exactly. That's why everything has to come from us, right? The ideas have to spring from us and be a community celebration. Because when you feel like as a person who just goes to things to celebrate, mm-hmm. you have to feel like there's some kind of ownership, or yes. else you don't invest.
No.
You don't invest your time to even show up, right? When you bring something in from outside the community, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, if that's meaningful to your community in some way, that's something. But if you just import an idea from another community, it doesn't have the same effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, it might yeah. sound like a great idea. Maybe somebody went to such and such a city and, oh, they did this.
Well,
and
I know they have
this a lot.
Where, beautiful sand sculptures in Fort St. John. They have a whole festival.
Fort St. John? There's
yeah.
no beach in Fort St. John.
No, but along the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is that, I mean, we just, you're right about the ideas have to come from us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're saying you can tweet us, you can give us little tidbits.
Yeah. Message me on Facebook, send me an email.
Yeah.
I'm out there.
Yeah. And we just want to be able to take the ideas and let them distill and figure out if it's something that can all work together mm-hmm. to create this experience.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Cross Canada trip sculptural element. Food is a challenge because we respect our concession, you know,
yeah.
their contract.
But
they're lovely people, and I'm sure yeah. we could work something out.
Yeah. It's a picnic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. People just bring their picnics
yes.
all the time.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's not like anything weird. We're saying, no, yeah. it's not going to be food. Don't bring, you know, you have to bring your food. And nobody's going
to
be checking
you at the
gate.
Oh, you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to go if you don't want. But
yeah.
It's just an opportunity to.
Yeah. But also it's nice to make a situation non-monetary.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, no. This is not going to be monetary.
Yeah. I really appreciate that. And that's what we try to keep it like, mm-hmm. right? Like keep it not about business,
yes.
but about live music.
So I don't want it to be a wow on a Saturday night at the beach.
Yeah.
Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think I'm challenging assumptions
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, having a picnic that's more participatory, that mm-hmm. is less, it's not surrounded around a stage, right? That's a thing that makes it, then people sort of recognize, okay, I'm supposed to behave like this. I
yes.
set up my chair, I face the stage, mm-hmm. and that's where I
sit
down. Get a
good spot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. right? Sit down for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want that, then don't have a stage.
I don't want that.
Well, people are, if you have a stage,
but do you
of
think
any
people
kind,
want that? I mean, I feel like we're exposed to quite a bit of live music, and we're gonna have wow once a week all summer. Like
yeah.
let's just try something different. So if we had no stage, how do we have music?
Well, there's roaming music.
Yes,
yes, we do that at wow too. We have the random acts of music.
Wait. So okay, so you mean when the high school kids go around and just play?
Yeah. Yeah, that they play on Wednesday afternoons, and it's a paying gig. Like we get a sponsorship.
Could they do that at Canoe
I'll
Beach?
Bet they could do that at Canoe Beach.
Anybody got an accordion? We need an accordion.
Oh, yeah. Right. There would have to be East Coast music
yes.
and West Coast and country music. And
country music.
And crazy punk
drums
music.
Drums and maybe some
and
record spinning.
Drumming and Aboriginal
yes.
music.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be fun.
That would be very fun.
What a great, plus that's I'm always thinking about what you can put on your resume. Like if Matthew will come up with an idea and I'm like, oh, that would look good on a resume.
You're thinking about career planning.
I am. It's yeah. totally all about career planning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. This is,
and we do have like,
and then this is,
like dozens of high school students who play in the band.
We have incredible musicians in the youth of this town, I tell you. Like, and Brian Pratt Johnson has been, get this, okay. instrumental.
Ah, ba-doom, boom.
Yeah. In developing yes. this total love of music, this love of composing, love of performing. You know, he's just so inspirational that I think that's an unusual thing for our little town to have such an amount of musical geniuses coming out of it.
Wow. So maybe we need to take Brian for lunch.
Yes.
Are you listening, Brian? No, yeah. he's working.
Brian. Yeah. No, I know him.
You know him.
We can.
I know you know him.
I know
him too.
And I know that he always has. I mean, because he's got a music composition class, they're involved with the 150 Voices film.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're quite excited and doing incredible things. Brian gave me an update on the kids composing music. So, I mean, I know that they're there and they're, and of course the performance element is a different kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Because lots of kids are, I mean, that's just their age. Their performing is a bit freaky. So you stick them up on a stage in front of 300 people, they're like, yeah, no, not doing that. But if you just put them out there randomly.
So you're over in the forest where PEI is.
Yeah.
And you need to play.
And you're just playing your violin.
Play a fiddle suit, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that they're, that's their comfort zone. And also, you know what? Kids nowadays want different innovative experiences.
Well, that's the other thing.
I want the traditional.
No, and I want them to want to go there.
Yeah.
And I think that would be cool. I think kids would like to just hang out.
Yeah. And play. You know, play a little bit, sit and have a picnic, play a little bit, right? Like, you have to be flexible and let it become a...
Yeah, I know, because my kids kind of roll their eyes. Really, Mom, we have to go sit in a row with people and watch a thing.
Yeah.
Like, just go, have fun. Because we have to remember people will be swimming, people will be eating.
Yes.
People will be visiting.
Talking and laughing and moving around.
Yeah. And so I think that part's the best part.
Yeah.
But if we could kind of design the beach so that all the... provinces and territories, right?
Yeah.
And so then there's...
But we got to have a little path that connects them you can do the road trip.
So you have to hand out a little map as you come in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be very exciting. So will there be power?
Well, you know, as it happens, I am going on a site visit today with staff and some potential suppliers to look at the space.
Okay.
Because it is challenging. It's narrow, long, also on the water with boat traffic. Going back and forth. So
because if there's a couple of opportunities for power, like for kids who play guitar and stuff, it might be okay. But has to be other possibilities. Mm-hmm. And then you allow for some electronic music and things like that, right?
See, so, I think certainly my teenagers would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about allowing the kids to be able to choose what they want to do.
So there's music and some sort of sculptural element.
Yeah. So the visual to help take you from province to province.
Yes. So flags.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about paddles.
Okay.
Because you know how, I know, so random, but I was thinking about things you can display outside that are waterproof, light, right?
Yeah.
Iconic, and easy to work with are like hockey sticks and paddles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what were you imagining?
Well, I was thinking, the dragon boats, that those beautiful teak dragon boats that are being restored in Salmon Arm, they also came with paddles.
Yeah.
Go figure, right?
Of course.
Right? You need paddles.
Probably lots of paddles.
But the paddles, so they're working hard on the boats to restore them. But the little paddles maybe need some love too.
Maybe.
So what if we use the paddles as a sculptural element to recognize the different provinces? I mean, I think it would be kind of like, you know, those flags with all the different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called when you make signs with flags? Oh, come on.
I don't know.
It's like an art. And there's pinafore. Anyway, someone will tell me what it was. But
somebody will tweet you.
So you take those... paddles and you group them into 10 provinces and 3 territories.
Yeah.
Right? And then you decorate, you design and make art of them that represent that place. Okay. So whether it's, you know, green and yellow for PEI or blue and white for Nova Scotia or, right?
So instead of a flag, basically at each province,
it would be a paddle flag.
Yeah.
Or many.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe the one for Saskatchewan has wheat on it. I mean, we'll just kind of explore the different identities of the place. And then that would be like the signpost.
Ah. Okay.
Paddle signpost.
So, but you got to get those high up. How are they going to be mounted to do that? Because you got to be able to see from a distance.
Sure.
I'm going to Quebec.
Well, I mean, you could have a big flag and then the paddles. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it'd be nice to kind of wrap it all up in a.
And then have a takeaway, right? Yeah. Then maybe these 13 paddles can be displayed somewhere afterwards.
Or 100 paddles.
Or more, yeah. But as a legacy piece.
I mean, I think that'd be a great community project. And then we could hang it somewhere forever.
Yeah. Like some base that maybe outdoors, right? Like so that it doesn't have to have a home inside.
No. It could be outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
I mean, I think it would be a nice collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been shopping that around a bit. I mean, I know I just sound like a lunatic. I just walk around and say, wouldn't this be a great idea?
Well.
And then you just throw it up there and you see what bounces.
I know. Well, right? You do that to me a lot.
I know.
Like you just walk into the gallery. Hey, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I have to do that now.
No, it's more what do you think of?
I know. Actually, you're very generous with your ideas and your inspirations. Oh. And that's what makes
I'm
life
just the receiver.
So much more fun.
It just comes into my head. I'm like, oh, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
Let's try that.
That's because you're willing, right?
Yeah,
like you're open to, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
Lots of people are like, how do I make this work?
Yeah, no, plus I like to have fun. I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
And I want people to have an experience, as I say, that they've never had before and they won't have again.
Yeah. It's going to be.
It's a lot of pressure, like right?
But having
but
something
I want it to be
innovative,
inexpensive, innovative,
yeah, yeah.
And memorable. So,
yeah.
Like, I want it.
The best things.
Yeah.
The best,
good,
most
cheap, and fast.
You want everything.
You know, in design, you know, that's, you should
that's
never.
That's not possible.
No, it's
but
not possible.
We don't have to do fast.
No.
We can leave
we
fast.
We still have some time.
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I just think when people work together and they're excited about something.
Yes.
Things can happen without a huge amount of money being
yes.
outlaid.
And the other thing is there'll be things happening before at the beach and things happening after at the beach. So,
yeah.
Like, maybe there's opportunities to work together so we're not just, like, sweeping up and cleaning up for the next party.
Yeah,
so the paddle thing would tie into the Dragon Boat Festival that's happening the week after.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Two
yeah.
weeks after.
Yeah. And also about the fireworks thing. Like,
yeah.
Maybe a thing, like instead of a big explosion fireworks show at the end, maybe there's smaller little fireworks things in each province.
That'd be great.
Just little things. That just make it twinkly and light
twinkly
up.
Twinkly and light and, you know, cheese, lights in the cheese. And
Yeah. Because that's all we really, that's what it is, right? It's about stars in the sky.
Because to me, and when I talked to Tracy at the Observer, I said this. I said, you know, the fireworks for me are the candle on the cake.
Yeah.
Really, the cake is what matters.
That's true.
Because we just blow out the candle.
Because, like, that's right. They're short-lived.
Yeah. Right?
But
so
is the cake in a way, but you don't remember the candles. You do remember the cake.
Oh, you remember the cake.
Yeah.
For sure. Unless it's those terrible candles that you blow out that won't blow out. Ah, that's so mean.
Who invented that?
I don't know, but it's so mean.
Especially the little kids. That's
oh,
terrible.
Yeah.
And now,
as the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
And speaking of blazing a trail.
Nice.
Right? I know.
Finger guns.
Ba-doom boom. Yeah. No. So, in honor of International Women's Day, of course, we're going to focus on a woman.
Yes, of course.
And a dramatic moment.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back to the pantsuit.
The pantsuit.
Yeah.
See, full circle.
This morning in the House of Commons, they had held a special session presided by Prime Minister. Former Prime Minister Kim Campbell called Women of the Vote, Daughters of the Vote.
Daughters of the Vote. Yes.
And she gave a keynote address to young women in the hopes of encouraging, inspiring, and leading them to elected office, which I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But she talked about how over the years things have changed for women. Our Parliament has had to change to accommodate women, but women have had to change to work in Parliament. So, believe it or not, it used to be a woman could not wear trousers in the House of Commons.
No trousers.
No trousers. And like in...
imagine that, a sexist dress code.
Yes.
So like, that's new to me.
Which led to the invention...
Never heard of that before.
Yeah, of the pantsuit.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I love it.
Which I think a pantsuit...
What is a pantsuit? So like, why is a pantsuit not trousers?
Well, because a pantsuit is different from just trousers. And it's different from just a suit because the actual top and bottom, there's no like shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, that's true.
Right? So it's like
so
a
this
blazer
is like the business
slash
suit.
Shirt. Yeah.
The business suit.
Business
Instead
dress.
Of women wearing a blazer tie and white, that stuff.
Yeah.
They invented the pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
And so it has pretty deep political meaning.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a group on Facebook called Pantsuit Nation.
Pantsuit Nation.
It's all about women and politics and in honor of Hillary Clinton's run. And it's very inspiring stories. But who knew that? So I was listening to her this morning on CBC and I was just shocked that You couldn't wear pants.
Yeah.
Or trousers, and an awesome word.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years, they've changed. There used to be evening sittings. There used to be members of parliament would come for like 6 months at a time and then go home. But, you know, women can't be away from their children for 6 months at a time. Mm-hmm. In fact, men probably shouldn't be away from their children for that long of time. But this was the
That was
sort of the way it was. So they changed the way the house sits, you know, when it sits. It's very, like, and it's better for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know.
The pantsuit.
Pantsuit.
Pantsuit
is a very powerful political.
Louise.
Powerfully political in parliament.
You have to get yourself a pantsuit.
I know, right?
Because you're going there. You're going to be the prime minister. Oh, I know it. You're on a trajectory.
You think so, huh?
Yes.
Well, we'll see.
I've got a plan for you. Oh, do you want to see my schedule well, let me of just your get, plan
can
of
I
your
just,
life? I've got it all
can
worked
I just
out.
Get through Canada 1-5 first?
It's all part of the plan.
Speaking of which, I have to commend you on beginning of the Long Dash.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness. Aww. What a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
I wasn't able to be at the opening, but I did go. I snuck in quietly on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I like to go and have a little visit with the art. And Daryl's piece.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. Well, Daryl Keller's. Yeah. He's the guy that wrote the music for our show.
Oh.
So he wrote our intro and our sting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And because he's an audio artist, and I was getting to a point in organizing this show.
Ooh, maybe he could have a booth and make music.
He probably could.
Yes, he would be so brilliant at that.
And I, you know, because I wanted to call it Beginning of the Long Dash. Like, I just think CBC is our one cultural thread, mm-hmm. coast to coast to coast. And I had no CBC radio artwork, right? And I asked Daryl if he was interested. And he's like, yeah. So that's, I mean, I think his is like a feature piece. Like, you come in.
Phenomenal.
You feel like it's only a minute and a half long. You're standing in front of this very old radio, the 70s era radio, and put on your headphones. And the voices and the music and the little tones that come out of his piece
spirals you through, I don't know, it's like Doctor Who. You just go in, you get spiraled through this thing and shot out the other side, and you're just totally full of joy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I had goosebumps. Like, I was like, almost, if I could have taken a picture, I would have.
Aww.
I mean, it was so, and then there's he's got little French bits woven in there.
Yeah.
And it was so nostalgic and so powerful.
Yeah.
I had to listen to it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, and he's also got this really great way of layering these beats over things.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, it makes you feel like everything Canadian is awesome.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, it just gives you that feeling. Yeah, he's very gifted.
Okay, so we need
and
to talk to him.
And then we've got some fantastic pieces. Like, I'm so thrilled. Oh. And I've got,
and
you know what?
Green Giant, the little.
I know, the Friendly Giant.
The Friendly Giant. Wow.
So I just want to point
shame
this.
On me,
yeah, what
American.
The heck? Anyway, I have, like, the I actually literally giant. Woke up the next morning after opening night and went, I've got a lot of youth in this show.
Yes.
I didn't even really think about how many artists under 30. I've got 6 artists under 30 in the show.
That is fantastic.
I know. And I'm actually feeling like pretty darn accomplished
good.
About that.
Good for you. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what, you know, heritage history is made every day. And we just need to help young people be at the point where they make it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and opportunities to collaborate and to, you know, I guess in all of these kind of curatorial shows, I look for diversity, right? Mm-hmm. I look to make sure that we're not just focused on one media or one idea or one theme. Everything still has to come together in a cohesive theme, but there still has to be diversity of thought.
Yes.
And so in attempting that, right, like, you just kind of end up discovering all these people and these different ideas and Aaron Leon's piece is so powerful.
Very powerful.
Holy cow.
Yes.
And yet that's not what I expected when I was speaking to him early on, because he's a photographer, right? And he does incredible work with what is the stereotypical First Nations visual images and stuff like that. So I had expected something in that vein, and he came up with this whole different thing. I mean, there's just, you allow.
And Bob Kingsmills.
Yeah.
You could take an hour and not see it all in that one piece.
There's, did you see the
so
maple
many
syrup
messages.
Part?
I did.
Isn't that awesome?
It took me a while to.
Yeah. That's my favorite part. Yeah.
And then there's a tribute.
Except the
to,
making love in a canoe part. That's also my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, I feel like I'm leaving people out, but you
have
to see the show.
You have to see it. There's excellent. I mean, there's just
bring you so much
work
joy.
About our person, like people.
Is CBC
going to
come
Cohen.
And visit?
Yeah, well, CBC's our media sponsor. Yes. So hopefully they'll do a TV spot, actually.
Oh.
That was not a confirmed thing, okay. But they were saying that that's a possibility. So I'm kind of hoping that happens sometime. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to get some kind of coverage, and we get to do a giveaway spot.
Yay!
Which is weird because we don't have tickets, right? You just get to come to the gallery. Admission by donation means we don't have fees, right? So instead, I'm putting together a little gallery pass package where you can get coffee downtown and come in and see the show and stuff like that. So anyway, so we will have some CBC presence. Oh, yeah.
I can't say enough about it. We could have done a whole show just on that.
Yeah. I'm really proud of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of my artists. Like, yes. I'm just so, you know, everybody's stepped up and beyond. Like, they did incredible things.
Definitely.
And that's what makes the show, right? Yes. It's not necessarily.
And again, it's something you've never seen before and something you'll never see again. Yeah. I mean, that's a real legacy piece. Right?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we can't finish a show without talking about Stereotype.
Yes.
High.
Stereotype High at Shoe Swap Theater. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it yet, this coming weekend is the last weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It plays at 7:30. Get your tickets at Entwines Arts. So talk about youth involvement. These guys are on stage behind the scenes, you know, whatever that's called, scene changing crew, lighting, you know, like everything, all kids, all people under 25. And it's really a powerful piece. Mm-hmm. Like, it is really about peeling back the layers about who we are, who people think we are, who we want to be, how we get stuck in our roles.
I need to take your kids. I do.
Yeah. And there is some references to teenage things, right?
Good.
Like, you know, like maybe 6 or 7 year olds might not be
that's
the
okay.
best kind of audience members. But teenagers, pretty much everybody over the age of 12 is dealing with a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's important to know that they're not alone.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it.
Ooh, maybe we could have theater at the beach.
Ooh, maybe we could. maybe we could even have like random acts of poetry from each province too. Because, I mean, poetry, oh my God, there's incredible Canadian poets from all over the country.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm excited. The spoken word.
Yeah, spoken word, contemporary.
See, that you could actually have a mix, like the music, then the spoken word. The music, right? So that nobody's playing solid 2 hours, right?
Like, no.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Okay, we're going to have some fun. I'm excited. And I'm inspired by the work that you do every day at the Arts Center. Oh. We're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm lucky to have you. And when I heard this morning about people asking people on the street about women who inspire them, and you're the first person I thought about.
Aww.
You inspire me because you're so innovative. Yeah. Well, and you take the possibilities.
Ditto, fist pump.
And make them and make them happen. Like I think that your most influential phrase that has inspired me the most is when you say, okay, in a perfect world, what does this look like? And I tell you, that has changed things for me.
And and that's what we need to do every day.
Yeah.
How do we make the world more perfect?
Yeah. Because if you see barriers, you're just going to have barriers, right? Mm-hmm. So what if there were no barriers?
I know.
What if anything you wanted could happen? Then let's imagine what that looks like.
Yeah.
Most of us probably don't even think about what that looks like.
And my friend Carla, who at the Hive and Frog Friendly Wild, always says, okay, Louise, let's just dream out loud.
Aw.
Hey?
Yeah.
So let's keep dreaming out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and that's where the best ideas come from. Because if you're trying to just take other people's ideas, those are not the authentic ideas.
Yes. And when you collaborate, I mean, maybe this is a good takeaway point. When you collaborate, it means you might have to leave your idea on the cutting board.
Yeah. Give up control.
Yeah. And let somebody, and sometimes that's the best outcome.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can't collaborate if you're only willing to push your own idea.
That's right.
Which is a tough lesson, but
it is
an important one. And ultimately, I think it ends up with a better outcome. But you have to let it, it's just like preparing a meal at the kitchen table.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes you have to let go of the outcome.
Yes.
Right? Like sometimes you think, I want to accomplish this one thing, but somehow, you know, at some point you have to think the end goal may not be what we're trying to accomplish, and you have to be open to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's another part of collaboration.
Right. So framing the right question.
Yeah, yes. Because, I mean, and sometimes that comes from common vision, right? If everybody has a common vision, you can usually collaborate quite easily with a group as long as everybody's working towards the same thing. But what if your vision isn't in common, mm-hmm. right? What if everybody's got slightly different goals? Then the whole thing just isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So then you have to broaden it a bit, right?
Yes.
Say, well, okay, what are we actually trying yes. to accomplish?
Oh, my goodness. The time, money, and energy spent on answering the wrong question is really... Yeah. And we talked about that at Together Shoe Swap.
Yeah. That was the $1 million question
yes.
because we all come from different, sectors, right? So some of us have specific goals to accomplish, but if you broaden it a bit and you realize you just want people to be healthy mm-hmm. and happy mm-hmm. and included in their community, mm-hmm.
because we make better decisions mm-hmm. and we have better lives. It's not really more complicated than that.
It's not rocket science.
No, it isn't. But if it was,
we'd rock at it.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
So I hope, but there's so much going on right now. It's kind of insane.
Well, it is. It's a busy time, but yes. it's also, we're getting into spring. I want to point out that we're still working on 150 Voices film project. And so if you are somebody in your, late teens or early 20s, you're still welcome to participate. Give me a call at the gallery. We're doing animations that are included in the film, plus we're still doing interviews, and we'll probably have to have a public day for interviews.
Oh yeah, I have to redo mine. I was super boring.
You're not boring. And then if you check our Facebook page, Salmon Arm Arts Center, there's a couple of the kids that have put out a call to answer their questions.
Oh, okay.
Yourself.
Okay.
Like just using your webcam.
Yes.
And then you can just email it to
us. Okay, maybe I'll dance in my living room and answer the question.
No.
It looks good on your resume.
That's right.
Right?
If you participate.
Says the mom.
I know. And it's true. If you have a tech industry kind of career,
yes.
this is a great starting yes. point.
Yeah.
And if you're interested at all in tech and arts, mm-hmm. I mean, try animation. It's mm-hmm. actually not that hard. There's great little apps you can download to give yourself a start in stop motion animation. Lots of classical animation apps that you can get for, you know, touch screen things.
Yeah. And lots of talent in this town helping.
That's right.
Move it forward. And can we just briefly talk about next Wednesday, March 15th?
Yes.
I know I'm sort of dating the show.
It's okay.
But a public input session at City Hall from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about how you participate.
How you participate in your culture of your community.
Yes.
Yes. That would be great. We'll talk about that more next week.
Okay.
Though. Okay.
Right. There's a show.
There is a show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to everybody. Remember that you can tweet us if you have ideas
yes.
and content, you know, or just contributions for yes. our collaboration.
That's right.
Yes.
We'll go team.
Go team. We'll see you next week.